welcome to the Cure for Chronic Pain podcast with me, Nicole Sachs. You are here. Hello, everybody. How are you today? This is Nicole Sachs, and you have reached my podcast, The Cure for Chronic Pain. Welcome to it. Here we are in the second of few weeks of the really full holiday season festivities. I'm taking some time with family, but this week I bring you another best of a beautiful conversation with Scarlett. Scarlett suffered from such incredibly intense neuropathy that she was using a walker in her 40s and unable to really function in the most basic ways. She came to my first ever Omega retreat years ago. I got to know her personally, what a beautiful soul she is. Shout out to Scarlett if you're listening to this. I love you. And so she came on my podcast originally back then as a success story. And then I brought her back last year to do a podcast about living the work, because Scarlett is really living the work. Her chronic pain is well in her rear view, and she's just meeting life with a new way of thinking and believing and doing and acting. And that is the way we live. That is the way we live. This is not a recipe for a lifelong, you know, a regimen of chronic pain work. You know, journal speak is definitely a tool in your toolkit, and you can pull it out anytime you need it. But when you start living your life and just being out there and bold and brave and present, it's just, it's an amazing thing to watch somebody do that. And so Scarlett and I have a conversation about that, and I wanted to bring that to you today. So as always, if you're new to this work, hop over to thecureforchronicpain.com, click on all my resources, many of them free, my YouTube channel of the same name, my Instagram at Nicole Sachs LCSW. We're just always in such great conversation. And as always, if you want to work with me personally and get my personal attention, you can join our membership community. Same podcast address, just scroll down a bit and you'll see the link to join on my homepage of our membership community, where you spend time with me and with Lisa every month. All right, loves, hope you're enjoying your holiday season. Here is a redux of this incredible conversation with Scarlett. Hello, everybody. I'm here today with Scarlett. Welcome, Scarlett.
Hi.
I'm so happy to be here with you. So Scarlett is old school. Scarlett has been with me since, like, not the very beginning, because, I mean, I was alone at the very beginning. But Scarlett came to one of my small, tiny, like, 10-person retreats in Delaware. Okay. And was a member of my first cohort at my first ever Omega Institute week in the summer. So she's really OG, and her story is incredible. And one thing I always remember, Scarlett, that I want to kick off with, because I love this moment, is when I had that tiny little retreat. I had it on the second floor. Of yes. A building, and I did not know Scarlett. I didn't know anyone coming, and I didn't know anything about her backstory. But when she got to the top of the stairs and saw me, she just burst into tears, because she hadn't been able to do stairs before she started the work. So it was really just kind of a beautiful moment. So Scarlett, you have been on the podcast before, and I'm having you back because I really wanted to check in with people and how they are living the work, the way I live the work. And I'm so excited to hear and to share with everyone kind of how you're doing. So why don't you just start by giving a recap of what it was like when you first, like, you didn't know about this work, and what it was like and how old you were and kind of all that.
Oh, gosh. Yes. Okay. So back in 2018, geez, I forget what I was even then, but now I'm 51. So 2018, I had surgery on my back for sciatic nerve problems. And then, let's see, about 3 weeks after the surgery, which did not work, I got neuropathy symptoms. So I just felt like burning water was being poured on my leg. It was just strange sensations. Later learned it was neuropathy. It continued to get worse. Oh, here's just a little back note, a kicker. One of my girlfriends before I had surgery had told me to read Dr. John Sarno's Healing Back Pain. I started to read it and I thought, this is ridiculous. I've got all of these images showing all right. this stuff that's wrong. I mean, typical, right? So I went ahead with the surgery. It was a mistake, although ultimately it wasn't in my, you know, the way my life worked out. So, bad neuropathy symptoms. So I did finally, after I was desperate, read Sarno's book, which led me to you, thank God. And then I did your online course, which is the reason I was able to walk up the stairs to actually meet you that day. So even you telling me that story, I feel very emotional right now.
It was so emotional because like I saw you and I okay, so I don't care how old you were specifically. I know you were in your 40s and you were far too young to be walking around in a walker.
Yes, yes. And at my home, I had to scoot up and down my stairs on my butt. Because I could not walk down the stairs, not even holding onto the rail. And I thought I was going to have to move out of my home. I mean, it was really very, very bad. I'm not trying to dramatize it. It was awful. I couldn't work. And, so I did the course, I'm sorry. And I just started slowly feeling things shifting and I wasn't focusing. Like I've learned obviously a lot since then. I wasn't focusing on the outcome because I was just desperate. And the course helped me specifically because I wasn't floundering around with which way to go. Like, you know, I read this book or listen to this podcast or do that. And I needed something that I could just focus on very specifically. And that course did that for me. And that was the beginning that kickstarted my healing. And then of course,
Was it the freedom from chronic pain course is the one you took? Okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I can't, you know, whenever I reply to people that reach out to me about it, I say, you know, I know there's a lot of different places that you can turn. For me personally, that is exactly what I needed so that I wouldn't be bouncing all over the place, which I felt like I had been bouncing all over for years already.
Yeah, it makes sense. It's the reason I wrote it because people were like, you know, because I put out a lot of free resources, but people were like, I want you to hold my hand through the whole thing. And I was like, okay, let me write a course that does that.
And that's exactly how I felt. I felt like you were here with me the entire time. And so then when I met you, because I had done the course, so I heard your voice and I felt like I had a connection with you. So, I mean, even my reaction when I saw you was crazy because I was very overwhelmed.
It was so beautiful.
It was beautiful. It was. So then we went to Omega, which was freaking, oh God, you can't even put it into words. It was the best experience I've ever had. I had a lot of pain at Omega because, you know, I was nervous. It was, I actually spoke in front of people at Omega, which I don't like speaking. I'm doing it here now because I do think it's so important. Leaving Omega, I ended up, there's five of us that still stay in touch. We support each other through this whole thing. Community is such a big part of it too. I know I'm bouncing all over the place. Sorry.
No, you're. It's perfect because this is the stuff I'm always talking about. And just to hear it like unsolicited from someone else, it's so great. Like the power of Omega and the power of community.
Yeah, it's so true. And you need that. I mean, I definitely needed that. The work you have to do internally yourself, like 100%. But the connection and supporting each other is so huge. I've traveled with these women. I'm going to Maine. No, not Maine. Where am I going? I'm going to Vermont. I've already been to Maine. I'm going to Vermont. Yeah. In a couple of weeks, driving, picking up one of the girls in New York, driving the rest of the way. So we all just we share this experience and it's been life-changing for all of us. Yeah. And now I mean, not to jump ahead, but whereas before I said I thought I was going to have to move and I would never be able to work, I work almost full time. I'm able to walk my dogs. I am able to take my oldest on college tours, which is just a huge experience that I wouldn't have wanted to miss. And I would absolutely not have been able to do in the shape I was in before.
And you did mention one thing when we first got on the call. We'll just say this and then we'll go back and give people more of the backstory. But didn't you say you guys were like in Nashville and like you had to drive or something?
Oh my gosh, craziest thing. Yeah, I won't go into too many details because it's just like the universe is insane. But anyway, we ended up, our flight got canceled. We had to get a rental car. We ended up renting a van with two other families and we all drove 14 and a half hours home in the rain. Just the other day, I wouldn't even have been able to sit in a car that long, much less drive half of it. So yeah.
So that's such a perfect, it's just such a perfect entry point into like, what does it mean to live this work? Because, you know, I've been doing this podcast for, it feels like ever. And every week I'm here and, you know, usually a lot of weeks, maybe every other week, I'm talking to somebody and I am sharing someone else's story with the world. And it's like, you know, some of these stories are very dramatic. Some of these stories are very new. You know, somebody just started feeling better. But Scarlett, you have the benefit of having lived this for years now. And I love the idea of like what we are looking for is just regular, ordinary freedom. You know, it's not about climbing a mountain or running a marathon. It's like, do you get to make choices and like live your life? So I guess let's go back. What was it like for you to do the journal speak? What was it like for you to start this when it was so alien? It was like such a bizarre concept of like, I'm going to feel my feelings and my neuropathy, which leads me to not be able to walk, is going to go away. It's so bizarre. So like, just talk to me a little bit about that.
It was crazy. Like there were times when I was doing the journaling, I would go back and forth between writing or doing it on the keyboard. And I guess, you know, a lot of people say they have trouble. They don't know what to write about, but it's, I don't know, once you tap into being honest, brutally honest with yourself and, you know, even if you have negative feelings about other people, I know you've talked about this before, that's okay. It doesn't make you a terrible person. Get it out, because inside of you, it's clearly doing damage. Sorry, I got off track, Nicole.
No, it's true. It's first of all, Scarlett's so cute. Cause she's like, I really don't like talking in front of people, but I'm going to do this for you. And it's not for me. It's for everybody.
Yes.
It's for everybody.
So yeah, I do get a lot of people that reach out to me through the Facebook group, like through Messenger and stuff like that. When they specifically see what my symptoms were and see the success that I've had. And I want to share with them. I share with them exactly what I'm telling you guys, what I've done. I did the course, and I don't know how to, you have to get to a certain point. And I don't think it's necessarily hitting the bottom of the barrel, but you said at Omega, like put down your weapons, like
lay down your weapon. Yes.
Yes. And oh my God, I have chills right now just saying it. When you said that, it was like, holy shit. Yes. Like just give in, let go. It's okay. And then, so that's what I did, you know, and I did do my journal speak. At that time, I was very diligent. I did it every single day. I did the meditation. Meditation was very hard for me because my whole body would tremble trying to resist it. Absolutely. And I just said, screw it. You know what? I'll just sit here and tremble. And then tomorrow I will do it again, and I'll tremble less, and I'll tremble
any.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love that. I will sit here and tremble, and maybe tomorrow I will tremble less. It's exactly the fucking thing. It's the thing.
It is. It really is. And you can do it. You don't think that you can. And it's easier to say that you can't, because then you don't have to do it and feel the pain, but just feel it, because it's going to be over. Then it goes away, and imagine how it is on the other side. It's insane.
I love that. I love that you're tapping into the energy of surrender, because one of the things that I often think about is that Byron Katie quote, which is, we can fight with reality, but we only lose 100% of the time. And it's just so true, because when we are holding on to our pain and our self-pity and our fear, and listen, we can't help but hold on to it. It's like you don't choose to hold on to it. But when we're holding on to it, we don't understand the power of just unclenching that fist.
Right.
Like you don't have to make it different or make it right. You just have to unclench that fist. And to me, that is personified in the, I'm going to meditate here and tremble with the resistance and the anxiety. But I'm not going to stop. I'm just going to be here with it and tremble, because maybe tomorrow I'll tremble less. And to me, that's the energy of surrender. Surrender doesn't mean you have to make it perfect. It just means you have to stop fighting.
Yes, absolutely. Yes. And radical acceptance is another thing that is in my head all the time. And as a matter of fact, again, and the universe has totally opened up since all this too. I won't go into all the woo-woo stuff, but my mind is so open, and I feel so much more fulfilled with life than I ever could have imagined. And that's just a side note. That's just like a side effect or a benefit on top of this work. My relationships have improved with everyone in my life, mostly my children, which is the biggest gift of all, really.
You know what? It's really not a side note, Scarlett. Like I really, it's interesting. So I'm in the process of writing a book proposal for my second book, like a really serious effort with the literary agent, something I haven't done yet. You know, I've done a lot of things by myself. And what's interesting about doing it with another person is I get to see it reflected in another, you know, in someone who hasn't been doing this for 20 years.
Right.
And that's one of the things that's kind of coming out of this, that, you know, the pain, although it's all encompassing when you're in pain, is really the biggest, littlest part, because then it's like you see the entire world through a new lens.
Absolutely.
Your relationships change. So I actually love that you're bringing this up just so everyone knows, we don't plan these interviews. I get in touch with people, they say yes, and then we just get on air and like see what comes. Yeah. Tell me a little bit about how you feel like your relationships were before you discovered this work and, you know, totally put your pain in the rearview mirror, which is a huge deal, and how they are now. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Sure. I think guarded might be a good way to put it. I felt very protective of other people. I wanted everyone to be comfortable around me. And I think that that's how a lot of people grew up, you know, don't make anyone uncomfortable, just make sure everyone's happy. And that was certainly me for a lot of years. And it doesn't have to be that way. And you don't realize that. So, you know, my mom would never have cried in front of me. She doesn't want to see me to see her hurting or that her weak, I guess. I'm not sure what her thoughts were on it. But for me, oh man, let me tell you what, I came home from Omega. My girls were like, what the hell? I let it rip. I mean, I stood up in front of 50 strangers and told them things I have never told a soul. And I came home and told my children, which was changed our lives and changed our relationship.
It's so beautiful.
Sorry.
Scarlett, I love it. What did you say to them? Like, I don't mean to be like personal, but like, what did share with them?
Well, I shared with them things that happened in my childhood that I had never shared with anyone, but clearly had led to a lot of, you know, my pain. And I just explained to them how I want them to be able to communicate and also how I want them to be able to express themselves and get their feelings out, and that their feelings are legit, you know, just if they're making someone else feel uncomfortable or whatever, like whatever, if that's how you feel, that's how you feel. And I just wanted them to be open and honest and not afraid of what other people think or hurting other people's feelings, because that's what I grew up with. And not that I'm blaming anyone, that's just the way it was. I definitely changed us. I mean, this has been several years. This has been since like 2019. I came home and like dumped this load of shit on them. But it's almost like we're human beings together, not just mother and daughters. We are humans, and they check in on me like I'm a human, like I'm a person just like them, you know. And I check in on them, and it's just changed everything. And I don't have any fears now that they wouldn't come to me with anything. And I think that they're armed with better information with dealing with people in the future and dealing with their own emotions, which is huge.
It's so huge. And like, truly, I know not every single person who follows my work is a parent, but a lot of people are. And even if you're not a parent, the power of your own example, wherever you're having an example on any younger generation, will change the world. You know, I don't feel that it's hyperbolic. Yeah. Like it's, you know, for Scarlett to be able, in a moment of raw awakening after having been in the space of Omega, where it's 5 days where we're really just like off the grid and in it together in this work, and coming back and being able to be that in front of her girls changes the way they're going to parent their kids.
Absolutely.
Changes the way they are with their friends, the way they'll show up at work, the way they'll show up as, you know, with their self-worth. And like, what else is the ingredient of changing the world than that?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, 100%. I'm thankful for, I mean, I'm obviously thankful for the work for myself, because I get to enjoy my life as well. But to be able to see what they are going to be able to do and what they just do on a daily basis is huge for me.
Amazing. So I know one thing we mentioned when we talked very briefly before we jumped on air, that you were, because I said to you, you know, Scarlett and I haven't talked in like years. And so, I mean, we interact online in the group and whatever, but like not real talking. And so I said, you know, Scarlett, like, how are you? And and one of the things that we discussed was that she uses Journal Speak the way I use Journal Speak, which is as needed. So tell me how it evolved from an everyday practice where you're really saving your own life to how you live now.
Well, that's really a good question. I was in it because I was down. And so I spent a lot of time on it, a lot of time doing the work and focusing. And I honestly felt, and I think I said this in my original podcast, I felt like magically the symptoms started slipping away. And I can't honestly remember, like, when did I, you know, back off on the Journal Speak? You know, I'm sure it was a slow progression of backing off. And now it is like you said, if something comes up or if something's really like eating at me about work or something like that, I do just sit down and jot stuff down about it and kind of get it out. And also I feel like I'm armed more to address it more if that's necessary than I would have been in my past life, if that makes any sense. Yeah, I feel stronger in my own, what I say matters and how I feel matters, and it's okay for me to share that. And people are responsive to it, believe it or not.
I know, it's crazy. Like you think you're going to be rejected for having boundaries and being confident. Right. And in fact, people respect you.
100%. Yes. And I never would have, you know, I would just go along and just keep, you know, chipping away at myself to make sure everyone else, like we talked about before, is comfortable. But so now, like you said, I just, every now, I love yoga. I think yoga is huge, great for my brain, for my mind, for just calming everything down. I love listening to some meditations, and I just do the journal. And sometimes my kids will be like, oh, and even my boyfriend, you know, I think it might be time for you to sit down with a pen and paper.
And that's fine. And in the past, I don't know about you, but in the past, before I did this work really in earnest, I would have been defensive if somebody said to me, oh, maybe you should look at yourself. But now I'm like, man, maybe I should, because the person I set free is myself.
Thank you. And I'm like, thank you. First of all, thank you for paying attention and knowing that it does make a difference. It's not about them saying, you know, do it so we're all more comfortable because you're really being a bitch. It's just, you know, do it for yourself because we care about you and we know that's what works for you. So it's,
That's so true and so great. So and now let's talk a little bit about how, quote unquote, the pain shows up, because obviously at the beginning you were totally disabled, literally using a walker to walk around, going up and down the stairs on your butt. Now, of course, you're living a life of total freedom, but how does your body ping you when your heart is overflowing? So one thing I say to people is, and excuse the term heart, I'm not trying to be light. I'm saying if we're just going to use terms like body and heart to describe how you might feel something in your feelings, in your anger, or in your fear, or in your grief, that would be the heart. And then like the body would be back pain, neck pain, stomach aches, headaches, you know, whatever it is. When sometimes we feel things in our heart, in our emotions, and sometimes we feel things in a physical felt sense of being in pain or discomfort, but they are literally interchangeable in ways that people don't always realize. And so when you're heart, Scarlett, feels like maybe you don't realize, you know, you have too much you're holding there. What happens in your body and what's your mindset? Like, how do you deal with that?
So, sometimes I will experience pings of nerve stuff shooting down my leg. And then that's just me knowing, well, that's because I'm not dealing with the stuff that's kind of being built up, you know, to a certain level inside of me, and that I need to get some of the stuff out of there. I do feel like sometimes I get anxious. I mean, I'm anxious before this call. And I, to be honest with you, I did have some pain overnight, but that's exactly why. Yeah, that's exactly. And I was actually like talking to my dogs, like, this is right on, because I'm going to be doing this podcast tomorrow morning. I'm anxious about it. And here goes this. So that's exactly what it is. And it will be gone. I mean, it is gone. I woke up with it gone and I know what it is. I get a little anxiety sometimes, but again, it's the yoga and things that calm my mind, and then it just goes away.
So I guess really the reason that I have people back on the podcast to talk about living the work is exactly this. So what I want everybody out there to hear, whether you are in your worst day and at your lowest point, or you are similar to Scarlett and me and you are like living your life and, you know, the ups and downs, recovery is not a straight line. Sometimes there's pain and difficulty. Sometimes there's anxiety. Sometimes there's other pain that you never experienced, or discomfort. Whatever. It's just, we're here living a human life. There's no cure for the human condition. But what I want you to hear is you are allowed to wear it loosely. You are allowed to just allow, you know, allow things to be. Like, Scarlett is not a huge fan of speaking in public. So she had a little anxiety last night. Her body poked her and said, hey, and her nervous system and her brain said, hey, do you need protection here? Do you need to be so in pain that you don't have to do that podcast tomorrow? Like, is it really dangerous to do? I know it sounds like so silly, but your brain and your nervous system perceive your fear as the only information they're getting on whether you're safe or not. So if Scarlett's laying in bed and being like, oh man, I got to talk in front of people tomorrow, her nervous system is like, oh, wait, we love you. Do you need protection? Is that like, are you going to get killed? Like, is it seriously, like, right? Like, that's the stakes.
So true. Yeah.
It's so true. And so she gets to say, like, this is the thing, we have power. She gets to say, guess what, guys? I am feeling anxious. So you're not wrong, but I'm safe. I choose to do a podcast, so I'm going to be fine. And the pain goes. Yeah. But like, people need to get that when you don't have that information and that confidence to turn to your system and say, no, I'm actually safe. Your system will protect you without asking your opinion or asking your permission.
Right.
That's why you're still alive. Because when you step onto a busy street and a car's barreling at you, your system will throw you back on the curb without saying, I don't know, let's consider this. Like, boom, you'd be dead.
Right. Yes.
It's so crazy.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
It's so crazy and it's so true. So so I know that, like, really there's not all that much to say about a person just living their regular life. But Scarlett, I do want to ask you, is there anything like you kind of wish you knew during the journey, or like advice you want to give? Or, I mean, no pressure, but if there is, I want there to be a place for you to give it.
Yeah. I think that a lot of the people that reach out to me kind of ask the same question over and over again in different ways. Well, they'll want to know exactly how long did it take? Exactly what did you do? And it's just important to remember that we're all so different. And I think a lot of people think this won't work for me just because it worked for you or you or you. And I don't know exactly how to get rid of that, but you have to just get rid of it. You have to let that go or don't even bother, because you're going to be floundering. You have to, I don't even know how to put it into words. And you don't want to say that to someone who's in pain. I was in pain. I wouldn't want someone talking to me like that. Oh, get, just do the work and blah, blah, blah. It's not that easy, but just understand that if you do it without expectation, if you start something on day one and you expect to be in a certain spot by day 10, you're just setting yourself up for failure. You just do the work that's right in front of you. I've got to go back again to the lessons that I did on your
online course, you mean?
Yes, I'm sorry, the online course that kept me on track. I thought of nothing else. I didn't think, oh, am I going to get through this lesson? I took my time and did it. I don't think I got it done within a month. It might have been 6 weeks or whatever. I took the time to let it all sink in. I focused on nothing but that. I didn't think about, I thought the nerve pain would not ever go away. In my mind, I thought this happened because of surgery. So it's definitely not going to go away. So maybe my back pain can go away, but the nerve pain, they're telling me my nerves are all jacked up and yada, yada. But it's just simply not true. Just move forward, not thinking about where you want to be, but focusing on what you're doing, like literally getting inside of yourself and being honest with yourself about whatever it is. And there's probably more than just one thing, but focus on that and not your pain and not where you think you're going to be.
No, it's the best advice. And I have to tell you, this is, once again, we have no plans for these podcasts, but I love when people say these things that are these timeless truths that fall right into the things I say all the time. So the way I hear what you're saying, Scarlett, is it's not about thinking yourself into a better state. It's about doing. Life is a behavior modification program. Mm-hmm. We cannot think ourselves into better feelings. We have to act our way. And so what she's saying is like, yes, I know you're scared. Yes, I know you're in pain. Yes, I know you want so badly to have like this security blanket of, okay, do this for 4 weeks and you'll be better. Do this for 8 weeks and you'll be better. But it's not about that. It's about slow down. Say, what's my next right considered action? So for those people taking the course, it takes away the thinking, because you just know, I'm going to do the next lesson. Okay. Yes. I'm going to do the next lesson and I'm just going to focus. I'm just going to be there. I promise you guys, the slower you go, the quicker you get there. Don't be desperate. Don't be desperate because desperation is just more information for your nervous system that you're not safe.
Right.
It's just so clear. And so that is just, I can't think of better advice because Scarlett is so kind and lovely. I love when people are still showing up on my online communities years after they're better, because like that's the way we have to be. If you're not of service, then nobody would have been of service to help you.
Absolutely.
And so Scarlett, thank you so much for continuing to show up on the Journal Speak community. For those of you who are new to the work, I have an online community on Facebook. It's a closed group. Nobody sees your posts, but the people in the group, but it's thousands of people in conversation about this work. And there are people like Scarlett, many actually people like Scarlett, who even though they're completely healed, show up and pop in and give their advice and like help people. And so just know that there is a place for you to go. You know, like Scarlett said, if you can come to Omega, obviously that's like the tip top experience.
Yes.
But like if you can't, there are free ways, like online communities are free ways to be in conversation. I do want to end though, because I haven't spoken to you about it in a while. What exactly did Omega do for you? How did it move the needle? Because I'm always trying, you know, I'm the only one out here being like, oh my God, Omega, come, it will change your life. But I love, I love to be mirrored back and hear how people experienced it.
Wow. Well, again, the community, it's, I never would have done that. I mean, unless I was completely desperate, which I was. I went up there by myself. I didn't know another soul, which a lot of people that were there were in the exact same boat. And there were probably about 50 of us. And I just, almost immediately, I mean, thanks to you, I think everybody was just able to open up and be 100% honest, probably for the first time in a lot of their lives.
Yeah.
And that was a new experience. And we got to be there for 5 days. So it wasn't just like a little dabble of, oh my gosh, that it was, we were entrenched in it. And then when you leave, I mean, driving home, I was like in tears the whole way home. I couldn't even believe that I had been gifted with that experience. And I got to bring that back to, well, my kids, like I've talked about before, but also just apply it to my life and continue the relationships that I have with some of the people in the group. And you know, kind of bounce things off of people and have conversations with people that you might not feel comfortable having with, you know, old friends of yours or whatever.
Totally. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's such power to a shared experience.
Yes, it really is. And I never would have expected to come back the changed person that I am. And again, with the opening of my mind to things, I see things now that I would never would have seen before. You know, signs or whatever. I let things happen. Not that I don't take action, but I also don't resist, I guess.
Yeah.
Not just in my own pain or any of that stuff, but life in general. I'm not going to, you know, this flight, for example, that got canceled down there. All the people are like, how are you guys so happy? You know, everyone's so angry and they're yelling at the airline and blah, blah, blah. And this one girl down there said to me, or she said radical, I heard her say radical acceptance. And she was talking very nicely to the people at the gate. I turned around to her and I said, you are coming with us. So she was one of the girls that came. I couldn't believe it. I could not believe it. And then the other lady was like, radical acceptance. Oh my gosh, what does that mean? And then we both just explained, these young people, this is like a 24-year-old girl. I do feel good that the younger generation is getting it, obviously so much sooner than we did or are.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah. I mean, that's my biggest goal. One of my goals this year, I have so much going on, is I do want to write another course specifically geared toward teenagers and young adults.
Oh my God,
because,
that would be awesome.
Yeah, the message needs to be specifically out to them. And I've been raising these kids. You know, my kids are 20, 18, and 15 now. So these kids have been raised in this, like really, truly, like grown in this soil. And so I know how to do it. I just have to find, you know, more time to create that.
Well, that would be awesome. I look forward to that.
Yeah, definitely. All right. Well, listen, Scarlett, I really love you. Thank you
for
coming on.
I love you too. Thank you so much. Thank you.
This was such a wonderful conversation. And for all of you guys out there, if you are interested in, you know, knowing more about this, learning more about this, you can always go to my website, thecureforchronicpain.com. There's links there to join us at Omega. There's links there to find the online community where you'll see Scarlett's little name and her invites here and there when she has the time to be there. And for everybody out there, if you're enjoying the podcast, just hop over to iTunes and rate and review it. It is my absolute wish for everyone on the planet to know that this work is an option for them, like Scarlett and like me. Until next time, this has been The Cure for Chronic Pain with me, Nicole Sachs, and I'll see you then. Bye-bye.